Let us turn our Bible to Isaiah chapter 49, and I shall read for us verse 8 to verse 12. Isaiah 49, verse 8 to verse 12. Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages, that thou mayest say to the prisoners, go forth, to them that are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that had mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted. Behold, this shall come from far, and lo, this shall from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim. May the Lord bless us in the reading of his inspired, infallible, inerrant, holy word. The text that we have just read is a wonderful picture of the deliverance of the Jews from their Babylonian captivity. Yes, for 70 long drawn years, the Jews had been under captivity in Babylon, and it did not seem to end. How could they ever go back to their Beulah land again? But the Messiah will deliver them. In his divine providence and particular care, the Lord God will watch over his people as his flock, and he will lead them back to the promised land, to their very own land that the Lord God had given to them. And he will make a way for them, even through very mountainous terrain. This is also a very beautiful picture of the Good Shepherd, even our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, leading his flock of believers through rough ways in this life until we reach the glory in heaven. The journey that we all take may be long and dreary, and we will encounter many troubles and difficulties in life, many obstacles in our Christian living. But it is indeed a blessed assurance that the Lord God will make a way for us who are his children, who are his blood-bought children. The Lord promised that he would deliver the Jews by making his mountains a way. In verse 11, I will make all my mountains a way. And in the same way, the same Lord who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, he will make his mountains a way for you and me through each step of the way that we take. Whether it be to tunnel through the mountains or to remove the mountains, to move them into the sea, to lower them, or to even make ways around the mountains for us to get through them, to get round them. By whatever means, the Lord God has his plans, the Lord God has his ways, the Lord God will make it possible, because there is nothing that is impossible with our Lord God Almighty. Even though there may be ranges of mountains that seem so difficult for us to get through them, to get round them, and they seem to obstruct our way in this earthly life, but our Lord God, who is the Lord God of the impossible, he will help us through them. He will make his mountains a way for us. Yes, though there are difficulties in the way that we take to heaven, as children of God, yet the grace of God will carry us through He will lead us through and He will help us to overcome them. Whatever mountains there may be that we may encounter, the Lord God will make even the mountains a way for us. Dear friends, do you face mountains in your life? And do you wonder how to get around them? Will the Lord help you? Will the Lord deliver you through them? And as you ponder over the mountains of problems that you are facing day by day in life, the question is, do you have faith in Him? Do you trust in Him and that He is able, that our Lord God is able, that He is faithful and that He will do it? He will make a way through the mountains for you and me. Did not the Lord Jesus Christ say that if you have faith, your faith could even move mountains? Do you have faith and trust in the Lord God that He will make a way for us even through the mountains? Note also that the mountains are not there by chance. They belong to the Lord. It is He. He is the one who puts the mountains where they are. He refers to the mountains as my mountains. Yes, they are His mountains. Dear friends, has the Lord put His mountains in your life? Would you believe that He would make a way with His mountains that He has put in your life? And when He does so, to help you go around the mountains, to overcome the mountains, would you give praise to Him and give glory to His name? And to praise the name of the Lord that He is good? Many of us have our own experiences in life that we can share. As for me, when I was studying in the Far Eastern Bible College to prepare for the full-time ministry, you know, every semester began like being in a beautiful grassy plain. It seems so easy. You can look far ahead. But as days went by, and usually by the third week, there arose up hills in the plains. You can start to find hills already rising up in the plains. And soon they became mountains. And usually by the end, towards the end of the semester, you find that you have some, maybe 20 mountains for you to overcome. Yes, I'm referring to the assignments that every student in FABC have to face. The assignments to us are really like mountains, really. Impossible for us to clear them in just a few weeks. But the marvelous thing is that at the end of each semester, during the Thanksgiving night, you can hear every student praising the Lord and glorifying His name. That the Lord is good, that the Lord is merciful, that how the Lord has helped me clear all these assignments, these mountainous assignments. They seem so impossible. How did I clear them? But it is the Lord God who has helped me to overcome them. Indeed, we do have mountains in our lives. Certainly, we all have mountains in our lives. And may we see the purpose of the mountains being there, that the Lord God has put His mountains there. They may be just a small hill as small as the Bukit Timah Hill or a mountain as high as Mount Fuji. But God will make such obstacles, no matter how small or how big they may be, to serve His purpose in our lives. His glory, ultimately, shall be seen when He manifests His power to deliver us through the mountains. Even as the Lord God helps us to overcome the mountains, it is an exhibition of His greatness, of His power, of His omnipotence, and of His great love for us. Just like the sea, God makes them, and they are His. And sometimes He puts a big sea before us, and we feel trapped. thinking that there is no way for us to escape. Like the children of Israel, if you remember, if you recall, when they were escaping from the king of Egypt, and when they came into the wilderness, just before they went into the wilderness, they came and there was right in front of them the vast sea, the Red Sea. And there behind were the commandos of the Pharaoh chasing after them with all the chariots. And they felt so trapped. There was the Red Sea in front of them, and the soldiers, elite soldiers of Pharaoh after them. But did not God, the Lord God Almighty, show His power in clearing, in making a dry passage for them in and through the Red Sea for them to go through, to deliver them from the troubles that they were in? Dear friends, what are the mountains of problems do you encounter in your life? They may be in the form of people. They may be in the form of things that threaten to hinder your progress in your Christian living. Is it your occupation? Is it your seemingly so impossible sales targets that your sales manager have set for you? Is your mountain the heavy workload that you have to bear day in and day out as you go to your office? Is it your studies, your projects, your assignments? Is it that thorn in the flesh? Perhaps some sickness or some terminal illness? Is it that daily cross that you have to carry? Some affliction in the family, your loved ones, someone that you have to be nursing for the rest of his or her life? Are you struggling with mountains of debts that you have to clear, trying to make ends meet? Or could it even be your children? Your children that the Lord God had blessed you with, the Lord God had given to you. You know, sometimes we parents take our children as mountains of burdens rather than as blessings from the Lord. Dear friends, is your child a blessing or a burden to you? Are your children hindering you from devoting yourself to love the Lord and to serve Him faithfully in the church that He has put you in? Many years ago, there was one American missionary. He received the call of God to go to the hilltop in Philippines to reach out to the people there. But when he shared his conviction with the missionary board, the first thing that the members of the missionary board saw was his children, the children of the missionary, that they are actually mountains of problems for him, that they should hinder him from going to answer God's call. There's going to be no hospital there, no medical facilities, no schools, poor sanitation. How is he going to survive there with his three children? At that time, he had three very young children. But not so with the missionary. He did not let the so-called mountainous problem of having his three children to stop him from going to serve the Lord in a hilltop, in a remote hilltop. How about us? Whenever our children fall sick, must both parents excuse themselves from coming to church to worship the Lord and to serve the Lord? And with the Lord giving us children, sometimes you've got three or four, are our children stopping us from serving the Lord, loving Him, teaching the Sunday school, or singing in the choir? Dear friends, are our children hindering us, stopping us from coming to seek the Lord? Remember Jairus, the ruler, when his daughter was sick unto death, he went to worship the Lord Jesus. He went to look for the Lord Jesus Christ to worship Him, just leaving his wife at home to take care of the little girl, and until the Lord Jesus Christ went to his house to raise her up. So, dear friends, those who have been blessed with children, let not our children become a burden to us. Let not them be hindering us from serving the Lord and from loving Him, from living a life that is devoted unto Him. I thank the Lord for giving me and my wife four wonderful children. And one of them, the last one, the fourth one, when she was born, some say that we were going to have a mountain for us to bear, because this fourth child, she needs special care since birth. But we praise and thank the Lord that He has given us the grace and the strength all these 8 years, all these past 8 years. And not only is she not a burden to us, but she is indeed a great blessing, a great joy, a great cheer to all of us in the family and to even our friends and loved ones and many others. And we can trust in the Lord God that in the years to come, she will not be a great mountain, but rather a great blessing to people who know her. It is all by the grace of God, it is all by His great power that He has helped us to overcome. Not that there were no difficulties, there were no troubles, there were no heartaches. There were many of them. But by the grace of God, the Lord God has given us His strength, and He has exhibited His power in and through us in facing this so-called mountain. Dear friends, what are the difficulties and problems you have to face in life that seem so insurmountable to you? And what often do we do when we encounter mountains in our life? Do we not always pray the Lord that, "Oh Lord, please remove those things"? And we say to the Lord that if you are to remove them, then I will live a life that is purer and holier. I'll become a better person, more faithful unto Thee, a more pleasant person to get along with, and I'll be able to serve You without all these difficulties and obstructions in my life. I'll be able to serve Thee better. Do we pray such a prayer? And so we bargain with the Lord and, as it were, and offer many promises in exchange for the deliverance from the problems in life. And so we pray and pray for the removal of these mountains. But dear friends, do wait and pray no longer, or pray otherwise. If you sense, after having been praying for some time, and you can sense that the Lord's answer to you is, "No, my dear child, the mountain will stay." But perhaps He is saying to you, "Do you not know that these are the very things in life that condition you for greater achievement? That I put them there into your life as a means for you to grow in grace and in virtue that I long for you to have." Perhaps for quite some time, some may be praying for the Lord to grant you patience or to have the strength to resist temptations. How do you think the Lord is answering your prayers? Is it not through something that the Lord has allowed in your life that is trying you beyond endurance? How do we learn patience? Is it not through learning by resisting endurance that the Lord has given to us, the experiences that we have in life that help us to endure and endure with patience? It is like how the Lord God tested Job for his patience, in which Job had to endure all the sufferings that the Lord God has allowed in his life. And at the last of it, God looked at Job and gave him a great A plus with distinction. Yes, Job's wife tempted him to curse God and die, but he said unto her, Job 2:10, "Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What Shall we receive the good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil? In all this, did not Job sin with his lips? Dear friends, are we prepared to say such things as Job? Shall we receive only good from the Lord? And shall we not receive evil? How would we have fared if we were in Job's shoes? Instead of enduring through it all, perhaps we will flee from the problem, evade the issue, or even complain of, why, oh Lord, why God are you allowing me to go through such, to face such insurmountable obstacles in my life in order to achieve the desired goal? Like what Job's wife did. Job's wife was only just complaining and complaining and murmuring and murmuring. So we say to the Lord, oh Lord, the problem is too difficult and too impossible for me to overcome. And so we reason with the Lord, please, oh Lord, please remove it quickly. Please take it away. If you were to remove the obstacle, surely I will immediately be delivered and achieve victory, and I'll be able to acquire all the patience right away. Well, the mountains of problems may be removed, sometimes by God's grace and by His own wisdom, He may remove, He may accede to your requests, but it will only spare us from having to impatiently go through the endurance. But though the mountain be removed, this will not build up our patience. The Lord may, before His time, remove it in His own wisdom, but it may not help us to build up our patience. We will not have achieved the desired goal as yet. Patience and other virtues and graces can be acquired only through such trials, which seem to be unbearable for a season now. They have to be there for a season, but they may seem unbearable to us now. But the Lord wants us to depend upon Him, to have a way around, to have a way through or over the mountains. There is no easy way to acquire them. We must go through them with the Lord's help. So the mountains need to be there, and they are good for us in building us up. Indeed, at times, we need to climb mountains in order to come close with the Lord. Wasn't it the case for Moses? Moses did that. Yes. He climbed Mount Sinai at least twice. Go up to the mountain. And it wasn't easy. Do you think that it was easy for him, an old man by them, to climb up the Mount Sinai several times? Well, if you think that easy, then you try it. Those of you who may be joining the 12th Holy Damn pilgrimage, make sure you try and experience it for yourself. Do not miss it. Moses himself had to climb up the mountain several times, not just once. And it was there that he had the privilege of coming face to face with the Lord God. It was there that he communed with God so closely. The Lord God spoke to him. And when he came down from the mountain, his face was aglow. What a privilege. What a blessed thing. So we thank the Lord God for mountains in our lives. And when we are faced with mountains of difficult situations, obstacles, troubles, let us learn to yield ourselves to the Lord in order that He may help us through them and build up our graces and virtues that He so desired for us to have them. Do not be afraid of those mountains, but meet the trials with the help of Jesus. The Lord Jesus will help us. Instead of pleading for their removal, ask the Lord God, O Lord, grant me grace and grant me the strength to endure them. Learn from the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul pleaded with the Lord 3 times to remove the thorn in his flesh. But what did the Lord God say to him? My grace is sufficient for thee. And Paul's response was, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest in me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Indeed, Paul had learned his lesson. And now he imparts his lesson to all of us. May we learn the lesson from the Apostle Paul. So in time of trials, yes, you may be thinking, sometimes the Lord had forsaken me, and that my Lord had perhaps forgotten me. But is that so? The Lord God says, can a woman forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion on a son of her womb? Yeah, they may forget, yet will I not forget you. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Our Lord God, our wonderful Redeemer and Savior, never forgets us. He knows what that we are going through. The trials and the difficulties, the problems, obstacles in life. Yes, the mountains that we do face in life. The Lord God knows us. And He knows that we are going through them. And He will grant us the grace and the strength and the power to overcome them. So, dear friends, let us be comforted. You and I are precious in His sight. The Lord God has bought us even with the blood of Jesus. Surely we are precious to Him. Yes, though those trying matters we encounter in life may be causing much disturbance, they are only there for a moment now. Let us be comforted of this fact, because the Lord God will help us to go through them. At the end of it, we will be able to praise God and give glory to His name. God has a higher purpose for those mountains in our way. Through it all, He is keeping His eye upon us, even as we have to go through them. And what a blessed assurance that God will not fail to keep His promise, that He is with us always, that He watches over us. And He says to us, I will make my mountains a way. And we can truly depend on Him day by day as we go through life on this earth. May God help us. Let us pray. Father in heaven, O Lord God Almighty, how we praise and thank Thee for Thy love and for Thy greatness and goodness. O Lord, how we thank Thee that Thou hast called us to be Thy children. And even as, O Lord, we sojourn on this earth, there are many troubles and difficulties that we do face in this life. O Lord, sometimes through our sins that we have to face these things, but at times, Lord, Thou hast put these things in our life for a purpose, according to Thy own wisdom, according to Thy will. But Lord, Thou dost not leave us alone. Thou art always with us and guiding us and watching over us. O Lord, we can therefore look up to Thee and trust in Thee and depend on Thee fully. So Lord, help us. Help us not to turn away from Thee when we are faced with troubles and difficulties, when we are struggling in life. But Lord, help us to come. To come unto Thee, Lord, and seek Thee for help. Lord, even to come before Thy grace, Thy throne of grace, to pray and ask of Thee to help us in times of need. So Lord, help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.